To order. All right, Mr. Meyer, we'll move forward on the finance and budget, please.
Okay. In our meeting a couple weeks ago, we had quite a lengthy discussion on all of our topics on the finance and budget report. And we'll go through the action items here. There is maybe a couple of adjustments that we'll get to when we get to a particular item, and maybe one new one. But we'll begin here. I want to say that if anybody has anything to add, do so, but try to be brief since we have had quite a lengthy discussion earlier. First action item, acceptance of accountants report on application of agreed upon procedures, NCAA compliance report. Any questions? Not. Do I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Item number 7.2, acceptance for filing 2008-2009 second quarter statement of revenues and expenditures. Any comment or questions on that? Do I have a motion to accept?
Move to accept.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 7.3, approval of 2009-2010 tuition and fee schedule. I think we may have a little adjustment on that. I do not think it will require an additional motion, but
Yes, what we want to do, it doesn't change, if you look on page 57, it doesn't change the proposed rate, but I wanted to clarify that when we publish this for students, prospective students, if you look under undergraduate military veterans assistance, what we'll go ahead and do is we'll put a couple of asterisks next to that line, and the clarifying statement will be, say, will be charged in-state rate if not eligible for the Yellow Ribbon program. And the guidelines regarding the Yellow Ribbon program have only been clarified in recent days, and we didn't want to put ourselves in a position of as someone being eligible for one and not knowing which one would be the appropriate avenue for fee assessment. So again, the Military Veterans Assistance is an assessment for in-state rate if not eligible for the Yellow Ribbon program. Doesn't change the rate that we're proposing. We just want you to understand that we will publish it with a clarifying footnote.
Thank you, Ann. Yes, sir. Reagan.
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment to make.
Okay.
For action item 7.3. Have we moved this yet?
Right.
Has it been moved? No, it has not been moved.
I move to accept the tuition and fee schedule.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
No.
We got
a motion on the floor. You got a second. Now, if he wants to amend it, this is the time it needs to be amended.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay, Reagan.
Okay, I apologize. About that. I would move that for the 2009-2010 tuition rates, effective as of fall 2009. As set forth in the 2009-2010 fees, tuition and fee schedule, that would be amended to exclude the proposed tuition assessment for hours taken in excess of 15, which that's action or item number 2 that goes on page bottom of page 55 and on the top of page 56. So I'd move to strike that and replace it with an increased fee for the add drop transaction of $50. For the fall 2009 semester.
That's your motion to amend. I second it. I'm not sure I understand it yet.
Okay.
I'll let it get out there, okay?
Actually, it's just changing something in the report. It's not actually an amendment.
You need to amend something here.
Ooh, something. Okay. You need to make an amendment on this.
Oh, okay. Well, then. In that case,
amend the schedule.
Okay. I would move then to just formally amend the schedule.
Well, how do you want to amend it?
Just okay. Explain.
With the deletion.
Well, you're going to delete and add.
We're okay. Going to delete, yeah.
Make it simple.
Drop
ad. Okay. Okay. Drop ad. So that's why we're doing this, drop ads.
Right. Okay. So as set forth in the schedule to, let's see, I would amend it to exclude the proposed tuition assessment for hours taken over 15. So in this, on page 57, actually, 56. Ms. B, where
is it? Help him.
The
drop ad is not
on the I would suggest that you handle that as two separate motions. What we have worked together is to amend the approved schedule to exclude the footnote saying that there'd be an assessment for hours over 15.
So
your motion is to approve this schedule. Reagan is proposing to drop the statement on this schedule, which says that there'd be an assessment over
15 hours. That's your motion to amend.
Yes.
Okay, I second that amendment.
Number two, basically.
The amendment is just to drop the asterisk.
We need a second for the amendment.
Second.
Okay. All right, all those in favor?
Well, let's discuss it.
All right, any discussion on this?
Why do you want to do this?
Okay.
We're talking about the amendment.
Yes, we are.
Okay, my rationale for amending this, after having worked between SGA and with the administration, and I thank you all very much for your cooperation, the faculty and the staff also, the students are very concerned about the shopping behavior the university wants to look in and take care of. And we feel that changing the fee, dropping this over 15-hour fee, which would affect all the students, to change it just to increase the ad drop rate to $50, would allow for a more targeted approach to shopping. So that way the students who are going to shop for these courses have to pay this $50 transaction fee, and other students who want to double major, who want to explore different classes, different options, those more academically high-achieving students won't be affected by this bill.
And what do you think about this, dropping this $30 for...
I met with the SGA for over an hour, and the students did an excellent job posing questions and said that now that it really has surfaced, why don't we all work together collectively over the next year to see if there are any other avenues to actually reach the outcome.
You're in favor of dropping this?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I think that was a pretty good compromise on both sides. Although it may not equal out in dollars, it will be pretty close.
Well, I would absolutely agree. I've been most impressed with the exchange, the dialogue, the communication, the civility, the constructiveness of the conversation between SGA and staff. Good course of action. There were 1,634 non-scholarship recipients that this original proposal would have affected between 15 and 18 hours. It's a revenue neutral factor. The current policy generates $157,000. The new policy would have generated, based on today's data, $165,000. So there's no financial variable either way on this. It's a great, great piece of work on both parties' part, and SGA has played an important role here and proud of the work that was done. So my compliments.
Thank you.
We will continue with the assessment over 18 hours as we have done for several years.
Reagan, a good job.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, we have an amendment and a second to the amendment, and do we have a vote to approve?
I have another question. Are you going to do a separate thing to add the drop, to change the drop?
I
suggest that's really not part of the tuition schedule.
Okay.
And would probably be better served as a separate.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. Okay.
All right. Motion to approve.
No, we already did that. We got to vote.
Yes. Yeah. This is the amendment.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I know we have to vote on the motion. The motion as amended. The schedule now as amended.
All those in favor of the schedule now as amended?
Aye.
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 All right. Are we okay. Anybody, any opposed? Are we in good shape, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Now he needs to propose the
$50.
New change in This normally wouldn't require board action, but I'd like for it to have board action.
Want
to
make that motion?
Sure. Just as per the compromise that Ms. Mead has worked so graciously with us, and also just with the faculty and staff and administration as a whole, to increase the drop ad transaction fee from the current fee of $20 to $50 for the fall to help target the shopping behavior and reduce that.
Okay, I so move to increase it from $20 to $50 drop ad fee.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you. This year there were over 6,000 such transactions, and it's a costly administrative
process. David and I call that forum shopping.
All right. Go shopping.
Approaching 7,000 going into summer school.
Yeah. We even did that in
1962. Did?
There's only two classes, though.
That's where the problem started.
They didn't charge as much.
No.
7.4, approval of 2008-2009 operating budget revisions.
Hello.
I have a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number 7.5, approval of personnel recommendations.
Hello.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Wait, he wants to discuss. You go real quick.
Good discussion here.
Is there somebody else wanted to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This has been the subject of great debate this week on campus after the posting of the agenda, which I think is extremely healthy because I believe in transparency. And I'll be brief. To summarize faculty position, and I think, and I do not presume to speak for staff, but I've heard this from staff members as well. I think there is a lot of demoralization on this campus, that there seems to be a lot of substantial raises represented on this document in a time when we're getting bonuses. And that, of course, is a subject for our June meeting. But I would not be doing my job if I didn't communicate to you how this has just compounded an already bad morale situation when faculty and staff are being told to do more with less and suck it up, and people will suck it up until they see stuff like this. And then they become absolutely demoralized. Then there's just no way to get around the fact that there is a standard for one group or for two groups who make the show run, and not for another. Same problem last year with lots of raises, and the point has been made that a lot of this represents units eliminating a position or positions and spreading it around, but there's a lot of wealth being spread around. Academics doesn't work this way, of course. You don't eliminate a position and spread it around. It goes back to your colleges. The deans do with it whatever they want. So I want to make the board aware that this is a significant morale crisis, and I'd like to present to the president, this is a collection of the most substantive emails that I received in reference to my comments at the April 4th committee meetings. If anybody on the board would like a copy, I'd be delighted to share it with you. I have copies for everyone if you'd like it. And I put on top of it the statement I received from the one faculty member who will allow me to put her name on the record, Michelle Fiela of the music department, who emailed me simply to say that last week three people in the music department tendered their resignations, and they're taking new positions due to being spread too thin and having too broad positions without proper compensation. Professor Fiela wants me to make it clear that she loves her department, and she loves working in Potter College. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with all of the things we've been discussing. President Ransdell, this is for you.
Ms. Mentor, can I ask you a question? Are you basically concerned on page 64 of these items in the middle that are styled promotion?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand your concern. Is it basically the type of action on page 64 of this personnel action that is styled promotion?
No, thank you for asking, Larry. No, those are actually the things that don't concern me because those are actual promotions.
Okay.
But to enumerate, page 63, numerous status changes, which both faculty and staff have emailed to point out that many of those are, you know, tweaking a title in order to give someone a raise that would not be possible under the bonus structure. Page 64, reclassification, numerous items. Page 65, salary increases, and I refer only to the four in the middle for substantial salaries. I do not refer to the salary increases for the building service attendants who work in HRL, who bless them every day for what they do, and I heartily concur in that. And finally, page 67, a few significant salary increases there in the academic division.
Okay, that's the assistant professors there,
mm-hmm.
the computer information system? Okay.
Yeah.
And who's the next one? Yeah. Library?
Yes, and I think that summarizes all of the actions about which faculty have contacted
me. Are those the only faculty members that are included in this list? Those two?
Those are two, yes.
Everyone else is a
staff. There are some faculty members.
Some of the other faculty, the other people with faculty status who I've referenced are people in administrative positions. Not rank and file teaching faculty.
Faculty are last page.
Okay, and I appreciate those comments, and that was brought up some last time also. Tamla.
One comment, just on behalf of the staff, and I'll be the last person to argue against promotion status changes for people whose job descriptions have increased and they need compensation. There has been a lot of discussion on it, and the staff support the bonus versus the raise for the most part. I think we understand the economy, and I feel like personally that I would be jeopardizing staff positions in the future if I didn't support the bonus structure and think that that's a wise move for us to make. There is, however, a large group of staff across campus whose jobs have increased dramatically with the enrollment growth, with the increased number of faculty that are here. I can't stress it enough, there are morale issues when some of them do see this. There are morale issues when people's jobs have expanded and they know that and they don't get compensation. And I know that some departments can lose a person or give up a position in order to compensate that, but if you're already shorthanded as it is, and that's why you're doing so much more, there's no way you can give up a position to do that. When I see that there's, you know, a recurring fixed line item for faculty promotions and tenure, but there's nothing going forward in the new budget for staff, there's no compensation to recognize, no method at all in place to recognize that those jobs are increasing. And it's all across campus. I talk to people weekly about that. My own job expanded. You know, everybody's jobs are expanding, but there's no compensation for that at all. And that's why I can't argue against these, because I appreciate anybody that can add positions and add funding where they can. But overall, the majority of staff aren't in positions to be able to be compensated fairly for the jobs that they're doing. The staff are working very hard. My apologies for being late coming back, but a faculty member had emailed about how staff positions had increased so much at all these universities, an article, and I'm like, it hasn't increased here. We really are struggling. Morale really is at the lowest that I've seen it.
That's right. It's bad on both sides.
It really is challenging, and I just have to bring that to the board's attention and wish that something could be done for the budget going forward. I know we're late in the process, but, you know, it really is a major issue.
And both your point and Patty's point are well taken and well deserved. Appreciate those comments. Yes.
May I also just say very quickly that I agree with both points made by the faculty and staff region, that kind of these issues to directly affect the students, and just kind of to not say anything else, but just to reiterate those points from the students' perspective, that these do affect students and class sizes.
I like to, from a, as a outsider, as outside as you can get at this university, the people I know here, Dr. Birch as provost, does an outstanding job since I've been on this board. I, it's awkward for her probably to speak for herself, and I wouldn't expect her to. But when you look at the cumulative amounts here, they're small. And I know it seems to me like you all are addressing a matter of principle as opposed to real dollars. Because the dollars cumulatively are a drop in the bucket. Whereas if you start putting pay raises across the board for staff and faculty, it gets huge. So I understand that. But, and the dental director, you're going to have to pay a dental director, I think, $82,000 if you're going to have somebody good. The provost, you're going to have to pay. The dean is going to have to be paid an appropriate salary by the girl. So I don't see anything in here out of the ordinary. I understand your concerns, but those are the times we live in. And I'm sure the president has looked at this carefully, and I would have to defer to his wise judgment.
All right, thank you.
These salaries are needed.
Thank you for that comment.
Mr. Meyer, excuse me.
Yes.
I just want to make sure everyone does have the addendum for this agenda item. It includes two initial appointments for department heads and a sizable list for sabbaticals that need to be approved and are very important to these individuals.
Are they in our packet?
Are they in our packet?
Yes.
In your supplemental packet that was...
So when you approve these personnel actions, you're also approving this document as well.
Any other document?
And does this... Is this included in that?
No, that's not that.
In Julia, in the packet that you have in front of them should be a page that is a personnel actions addendum, one page. It looks.
Police and faculty personnel action subject for approval.
My last page says fund agreement between the centers and special management.
There should be right before that.
Yes, Patty.
Just one more point, and I'm absolutely not arguing with you, Larry. I think you absolutely understand what Tamil and Reagan and I are all trying to say, but I've never seen three people in a music department resign in the same week. I mean, don't shoot the messenger. I'm doing my job by conveying to all of you what's going on here. It's going to cost us more money to recruit them when we think about what Dr. Miller's saying about Kentucky Plan. How do you attract folks to come here, and how do you retain them once they get here? And one thing that you've seen in the media, some information that was put out at the forum about how tuition is increased by in a three-digit percentile over the last few years, whereas compensation for faculty and staff, which has generally been, across the board kind of stuff, has only increased in a very small double. I think it's 18%. So when we go for, going forward planning, we have to plan for compensation just like we planned for bond debt or anything else. And the times have been flush, and we have not received that type of compensation for the people who do the work day in, day out, to make this run. So we were not compensated. We got some, but we didn't get enough to offset what's getting ready to happen here. And heaven help us if premiums for insurance are raised, it's going to wipe that $500 right out, and people are going to go into the hole. So I'm just letting you know.
Realistically speaking, there are a lot of people out of jobs.
That's right.
And the people that have jobs should be a little bit more concerned about the job they have and trying to keep it, instead of going back out into the job market and trying to get another. So I hated the three music department personnel resigned, but I'm sure there are 15 music department personnel that are looking for jobs. So maybe we can, we'll be able to hire somebody, and those that didn't appreciate what they had or felt like that they were overly, being asked to do something that they didn't feel like they were being compensated for, then, that's a personal decision on their part. So we have to kind of try to do what we can do and try not to lose faculty, try to keep everybody in these times steady until times get better. Because I think what has happened here at Western Kentucky before, it was kind of like a gravy train. Things were good, everything was going great, and then we hit a little bump in the road. Some people want to jump ship, but if they can stay on board until things get better, then we'll probably be able to come out of this on the better side.
I hear what you're saying, Vet, but I do want to correct one thing. For faculty and staff, and I'm talking rank and file faculty, and I know the staff don't feel like they're on the gravy train. Mm-hmm. And I have never felt like I was on the gravy train. Mm-hmm. I have watched my colleagues at other comparable institutions with resources that we have to beg for and frequently don't get because the money goes to other projects. Mm-hmm. So that is exactly the point, mm-hmm. is that when times were flush, there was no gravy train. And I think for us, mm-hmm. and it was there, but there was for some. And I think people would be sucking this up a lot better if everybody was taking the bite on, you know, if we didn't see these huge salary increases, and if there had been a gravy train, and there wasn't. And going forward, you know, we'll help you load the wagon. But, I mean, this board needs to be mindful that when times get better, we expect the, mm-hmm. we expect the gravy train.
Absolutely.
Staff aren't leaving, and I think staff do understand, or to my knowledge, they're not. They're committed to this university, and they're here, and they're working very hard, and they're, you know, again, and that's one of the things that they've been working hard on. They are committed, but they really don't feel that commitment back from the university.
All comments have been well taken and well received. And I will say this, things will get better. Mm-hmm. You can count on it.
Hope so.
We get casino gaming.
We haven't got anywhere to go but up. It's going to go up.
Jeff Younglove's bringing back some. I've asked for faculty salary data that I'll circulate to you as soon as he gets back. That will give you actual data.
Let's go ahead with our. We've got a motion and a second, and let's go ahead with the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Does that include that amendment?
Yes.
Okay, we're fine.
The addendum.
The addendum. Yes.
I mean the addendum. Excuse me. There's one final that we did not talk about at our last meeting, item 7.6, approval of red flag identity theft prevention program. Anne, would you make mention of that, please?
Yes, this came to us late with the guidelines on how to be compliant. It's important, especially to our Perkins loans and some of our self-administered loan programs. Essentially, the Federal Trade Commission and federal banking agencies requires us to have a program in place that complements, I think, what we do in internal audit, external audit, with our trying to identify any weaknesses in our systems to try to prevent fraud. What I believe this program is intended to do is to be more employee-based, to in training them, our employees in selected areas to be more aware of potential opportunities for problems.
Okay, any questions on 7.6? I need a motion for approval.
Approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. We have a couple of information items. 7.7, WKU General Receipts Bonds, 2009 series. Ms. Mead.
I think everyone's quite well aware now. I can't continue celebrating our success on the bond sale. Thank you.
We all know. And what about one more information item?
The other information item is to describe where our priorities will be, basically fixed costs for the allocation of the projected tuition revenue, and this will be incorporated into the budget that you'll approve in June.
Okay. Anything else? That concludes our... Yes, sir.
Actually, I just have something I'd like to go on the record with and say to the board. I believe when we were voting on the overall approval of the tuition and fees, I was a bit caught up in what we were doing, and I believe voted in favor of a tuition increase. And for that, I apologize, just on principle as a student. And for the record, would like to say that while after having talked with Ms. Mead, I realize that there is a need for it, but as a representative of the student body and given the financial climate that we're in, I do not feel favorable to it. I realize I don't think I can go back and take my vote away.
Good luck.
I'll work on that up in the science department with the time machine. But but I just want to say formally that I do apologize for that, but I don't think that really would have swung the vote or changed it. I just do want to formally say that for the record, and I do apologize.
Your colleagues will be proud of you.
Is to ask that your name be in the minutes as an abstention.
Okay.
So noted.
Oh, wait, okay.
So noted.
Is that what you want?
Yes. Oh, okay, wait, I'm sorry. I
want to know.
Yes, please. So I would move, then just I need a formal motion. Okay, to
abstain.
Abstain. Or actually.
Vote for the record, you're abstaining.
Yes, okay.
You want to vote, don't you? Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. Got completely caught up there. So then, just to reiterate, because I'm apparently way out in left field, and I apologize for that today. Perhaps stayed up too late last night. But studying, of course. No. Actually was in bed early. It was strange. So I would move then formally to, I guess, to rescind my vote and vote in opposition with that.
If you want to register against it or an abstention, whichever you want.
Okay, I would vote in opposition. I would vote in opposition of the overall vote.
And everybody else is in agreement with that.
Okay.
All in favor of this change in vote?
Aye. I apologize for that, and I thank you very much for your help.
You're a good man.
And for putting up with me.
You're a good man.
We're not going to call you a waffle either.
Before we go forward, though, Gary, you had some...
FYI information. That's accurate data on increases in faculty compensation, and I really want to thank Mike Dale for providing this data at my request a few days ago. Just so you have accurate information on numbers and percentages of faculty compensation for the last, 11 years.
Has anything been done for staff?
I didn't ask for that, but we could if you'll do the same. Tony, if you'll do that for staff, please. Let me give you what Mike provided, and we'll do that for staff. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a recess now, and it's time for lunch, I believe. Is that correct? They're waiting for us, and we're downstairs. And the photo gallery, which is when you go down, is to from sitting where I am, the right, the left. Go down, it's around the left. Okay.
We'll find it.
Yeah. You sure?
We can find food always.
All right. Remember, we'll be back after this.